We are rolling. Not like the stones that are in my yard.
Oh, God.
They're boulders that aren't rolling. But anyway, hi, I am Dr. Doris Dalton with Dalton Beauty and my sidekick over here.
Hey, dolls. It's Lee.
Coming in at you hot.
Episode 7.
Episode 7, Lucky Sevens, like Vegas, 777. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on in the world today. What is happening?
Oh, there's too much going on in the world today.
No, we can't talk about what's going on in the world today because, trust me, there's not enough battery life on that camera.
We decided we're going to keep the episode today totally controversy-free and very on the up and up.
Yeah,
very
because,
positive,
because
very happy.
I have to wait for my dented Wonder Woman metal things from shielding.
But can I just say, I know we said controversy free, but I'm going to have to just sprinkle this in.
Sprinkle.
Do you know how many people in the functional medicine / alternative health / that side of the world are coming out and agreeing? Not that they're agreeing with us, because we're not the first people to say it, but coming out and saying, listen, the dangers of sunscreen are real. You've been lied to. You need to look into this. You need to, like,
I thought we weren't going there today.
Yeah, but there's a lot more. We're not, but there's a lot more people that are coming out and saying it. We're not alone on an island is my point, okay? That was it.
She says, we're not going there today. First thing she goes, do you know?
Well, that's not going to be the topic of the podcast.
No, but so here's the thing. This is all I'm going to say about any of those things. Anybody can give you studies that support one side or the other. Just depends on who paid for the study.
That's exactly.
And you get the results that you're looking for. So,
but
just
not
be
enough
prepared.
People,
I just think just
not enough people know that or accept that.
Well, no, because it's really uncomfortable to know that you've been deceived or lied to.
Yeah,
that's
I guess.
Not a good thing. And nobody wants to be lied to because I think everybody genuinely has a good heart and everybody leads from their heart.
I used to think that. I don't think it anymore.
Well, in the last 2 years, the world has gone a little cuckoo bananas, but for the most part, I think people generally innately are good, and to know that you've been lied or deceived is really an uncomfortable emotion, and particularly lied and deceived for a really long period of time that's ingrained in who you are as a DNA and what your belief process is.
That's true.
So
you're right.
But anyway, I just think most importantly is just don't ever, like, here's the deal. I know we've become a society of, honestly, just bombarded with information overload. Mm-hmm. And I would say this. Whatever, and you know that they know this, like if you talk about underwear, you're going to get served 5,000 underwear, you know, commercials. Just know that they're listening. But more importantly, so just don't listen to what's being served to you. Like, really be an advocate for yourself. Like, be your own personal advocate. And don't look at the first page that you Google. Go to the 8th page.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Go to the 8th page if you really want to start to see the truth. Because the first page, even to the 2nd page, typically sponsored lies and stuff that really want to be filtered in for you to see. Not real, you know, real stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff. There's not enough podcasts that I could go down as far as the world. And I'm only really tipping the iceberg myself, really.
I know, it's
with
crazy.
Someone that was lied to for a really long time. I will tell you, though, about my Primal Bod carnivore diet.
Yeah, let's update that. So for everyone listening, we're going to do a brief synopsis of what you can expect in this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to do update of Primal Bod.
Love
we're going
it.
To talk about kickoff of summer. Mm-hmm. What's on your bucket list for this summer?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is your objectives as someone who is in that 60 and sensational generation? Like, what are you most looking forward to for the rest of the year? And then we're going to close with me quizzing you on some things.
All right,
so go ahead. Oh, and some new product stuff.
Nice.
All right, so hit us, Primal Bod. What's going on?
All right, so I think if you've been following along, my metabolism, quote unquote, as I said on earlier episodes, is in the shitter. I have no thyroid. I take a very low dose of thyroid. Synthroid is the brand that I take. Very low, but I'm extremely sensitive, and I've tried Levox. I've tried different ones. It's the only one that I can that I can take, and it's low, so that makes my metabolism just like, forget it. It's under a boulder. That is an inside joke here right now.
You also said though that as we get older, it also slows down, right?
Naturally. Yeah. So what happens as we age? Our metabolism starts to slow down. We start to slow down a little bit, right? Like, so naturally that starts to slow down. All of these things start to happen during the aging process. But me particularly, mine was accelerated because of the cancer that I had. So as a last-ditch effort, prior to going on any of these different weight loss injections, I said, I'm literally, because everybody I know is getting like thin around me and I kept continually getting bigger. I said, okay, and I got served Primal Bod, and whom I love her. She's just got a very sharp tongue. I love sharp tongues. And so I said, all right, well, let me try this. And then in the meantime, I started following a couple other people that are like carnivores.
Oh yeah, I started following them too. You sent them to me. Really interesting.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing like, I'm eating a lot of meat, seafood.
What does a day look like? So like, tell me, what does a day look like eating for you?
Gosh, I love bacon.
I love bacon too. Bacon
and steak. I know it sounds crazy. I know people are like, oh, what about your balanced diet? What about your fruits and vegetables? And what about all this stuff? And I think just from my research and just from reading what I've been reading and watching what I've been watching and stuff like that is that genetically, most of the fruits and vegetables, even if it says organic, most of it's all just genetically modified and comes from seeds that have been genetically modified. Mm. And it can be genetically modified, not specifically like scientifically gone in there and genetically modified, but that's not how it grows in the wild.
Right.
That's not how our bodies are meant, which here's the interesting thing, particularly for our women, our bodies are really created to store fat because is survival. So when you just I want everyone to kind of just like imagine you are a cave person.
Okay.
You're a cave person, you're out there, and food was scarce. You didn't have crops of corn and strawberries that you're picking and, you know, grape farms, and you didn't have any of that stuff.
Right.
And those things were in season for a very short period of time. And so here you are. You're a cave person. You've just hunt down the saber-toothed tiger. Please don't hunt down any tigers. I'm just saying, for instance. But that's what it is. The men would go out and hunt. They would bring the kill home. Yep. The women would gather. They would start the fires. They would do all of this stuff. And that's what you ate. So your body would hang on to that, and it would store fat. So it was meant to store fat to get you through seasons because food was not readily available.
Right.
So our bodies primarily were just really, and still are, and if you look at a woman's body, the fat content versus a male's body, we have more fat content. Where our fat is placed is different. We're meant to store fat because we have to birth the baby and feed the baby. So if you really go back to looking at this stuff, but I will tell you, so
we are mammals after
all. Yep. Bacon, steak. I'm did a little seafood this week. King crab legs and crab cakes. So that's pretty much what I'm eating. Really not eating a ton of. Please don't come at me with spears. It's just what I'm doing for myself. Not eating a ton of vegetables. I've been doing a lot of research into toxicities with vegetables. And I still drink my coffee. So
what is your blood type?
I have a weird blood type. I am AB.
Oh, yeah. You are.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because I think to piggyback on what you said, there's this thing called bioindividuality, and I think like we're so used to our diets being dictated by industry, right? Because like that's who controls the food pyramid.
Yeah.
Like to think that like there's a study that came out that said Lucky Charms is healthier than like steak. I mean, that should send, I think, light bulbs, right? Going off for all of us being like, wait, who's funding this stuff? But anyway, my point being,
I don't think there's really any food contact in Lucky, a food, anything in a Lucky Charm. It's basically, I think, cardboard has sugar. More nutritional yeah. value than a Lucky Charm does.
And it sends
does.
Your insulin through the roof. But so,
it's horrible.
Like, you know, there is no diet. So this is what's working for you. So
for me,
it's not to say that you're recommending it to everybody.
I'm not recommending this to anyone. This is what's working for me.
Right.
I've not been able. So I've done Atkins, like ketone diets and stuff like that. And I don't really like the term diet. It's really, to me, it's a form of eating, and we're supposed to be eating to live, not living to eat. But right. I was the person that lived to eat. Eating to me was just a highlight of my life. I love foods, I love textures, I love taste. Everything about the eating process was something that I totally like just got off on. I loved it. And I still do. I enjoy my food, but the types of food that I'm eating are just slightly different. But what happens is when you start to go on a very, very high protein diet is that it suppresses your food urges. So it's like right now, I just don't really feel like eating. I'm kind of full because my body's still processing proteins. And it's interesting how people, when you eat meat, your meat actually digests down into the amino acids that you need. So a lot of people say, supplement with this and supplement with that and whatever. I don't do any supplements other than magnesium.
But
I
you
do.
You have good, strong digestion. See, bioindividuality?
Well, yeah, well, I don't. Yes. But, I have a very good digestive track, but I mean, I mean, just for me, when I talk about supplements, I'm talking about like vitamin supplements, like like A, D, E, K, B, whatever. No, so I'm just trying this, and so far it's really working well for me.
So are you eating breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
Okay.
If I feel like it. Just so you know, and people always say this, okay, ready? Oh man, are we going to get hate mail for this one? Everyone says that
I can't wait to hear this.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Bullshit. It's not. It's not. Oh man, I can feel the hate and the daggers now.
I can feel
now.
It coming too.
Ooh, I just got it like a sweat on that one. Do you know where that came from? Who created that statement?
The food industry.
Kellogg's.
But it depends on your body.
Did you
body.
Hear what I just said?
It depends on your body.
No.
There's no one size fits all for anybody.
No.
I don't believe.
No, but it was a slogan that was created by the cereal industry to sell more cereal, that breakfast was the most important meal of the day.
You know, I can't believe that we actually eat cereal. I really can't. When you look at the nutritional poison of cereal, it's like...
Well, cereal back in the day was like shredded wheat and it was more grain. Now it's just like literally, it's like sugar-coated cardboard.
It should be like next to the candy aisle.
It's horrible. It's really, really horrible. And it's geared right at kids.
I know.
And their brains. But anyway... So breakfast for me, quite honestly, sometimes I eat breakfast, sometimes I don't eat breakfast. It depends on how I listen to my body now.
Are you doing like fasting?
No, not really. I just listen to when my body's hungry, I eat.
So
not because somebody told me I have to eat breakfast and I have to eat lunch at 12 and I have to eat dinner. I will tell you, though, that I'm not eating late at night. I never thought that was a good thing because it doesn't give your body time to digest anything.
Right.
And then you lay down and that really kind of contributes to like a reflux. So that's when your acids start to spill back up in your esophageal region. And then you can get like at night, like... burny throat, that kind of stuff. But I will tell you that I feel really good. Inflammation is down. My weight is coming down pretty, not quickly, not like Ozempic quick. I'm jealous of them kind of, but not really because it's coming down slowly, but it's coming down quicker than it was. Still slow, but I'm down.
What other like changes have you made? Because I find this so interesting. Like for me, I have such digestive issues that I have to be so restrictive with what I eat. And I know like Emily and I always talk about this, right? And what happens for me is that like my body almost goes into starvation mode. So it will hold on to everything because I have to be so restrictive that I don't actually eat enough calories. Well, yeah,
your metabolism slows down.
Which sends me into like just hold on to every ounce. So like, so, what else are you doing?
So talk about that. So it, when preface that, when you talk about primitive eating, your body will hold on to it and it will store the fat,
right?
Because that's what it's programmed to do. So if you let your body know that, hey, you don't have to store that shit, you don't have to store it yet because food is readily available. So maybe it's small meals for you. Maybe it's a small little piece here or there or something for you. Not nothing. If you okay. do nothing and you shut it down, that's not good either. So to me, it's like I eat. I just don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, it's time to have myself a big breakfast.
Right.
I just don't do that. But some people, it is the most important meal for them for the day, and it's how they get their day going. But to me, I'm just listening to my body, and if my body's hungry, then I'm going to eat. If my body isn't hungry, but breakfast is typically eggs, cheese, eggs. You have to watch your cheese. It's usually a non-pasteurized cheese, but you know, eggs and bacon, eggs and bacon. No vegetables. I'm not really eating. I'm just trying this, and it could stop. I don't know. I could hate it in a week. Who the heck knows with me? And I could change it like I do my underwear. You never know. But I'm just strictly kind of like doing a little bit of carnivore, but my version with coffee.
What works for you works for you.
Yeah, but I mean, so it's like a modified carnivore diet / primal diet. It's modified, but I mean, think if you go to a grocery store and you see all these, you know, and then people can sit there and say, yes, well, we've industrialized and we've modernized and we don't have to run around and like kill saber-toothed tigers anymore and gather what little berries that we can in the week that they're alive. We've grown, but does our body know all of these things? Like, yeah, we can drive to the store and get this stuff. We don't have to hunt for it anymore, but our bodies still work a particular primal way.
Yeah.
This is, you
know.
Such
an interesting point you make.
You know, but it's like, I'm researching, and I absolutely, and one of the things I would tell you, we were going to talking about like next chapters and stuff like that, and we weren't even supposed to, we always do this. That's why I said we should rename this podcast Off Topic, because we never stay on it. Maybe it's Never Stay on Topic. Maybe that's the name of it. But I love to learn, because I think when you stop learning, you're done. Like, so I could investigate something. I do all my investigation at night. I don't, you know, it's really interesting too. I have been really paying attention to my circadian rhythm, which I never did.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm a night owl. Typically, you know that. Mm-hmm. I go to bed 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm in bed 10:30, up early. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just trying like all kinds of different things, because I don't want to go into this last chapter of my life a slug.
You're going to bed at 10:30?
Yeah. And I'm going to sleep. No, I don't take any sleep aids, no nothing.
Wow.
I take 2 magnesium tablets.
I do. I take my winged. I got to take my winged stuff at night, and I still sometimes have trouble sleeping. But
you were never a good sleeper. I was
when I was younger, but I think as you get older, right? But it's also interesting, and again, I feel like constantly going back to this thing, because Emily and I have the same things, but when you have like gut issues and they progressively get worse, it impacts everything. So I actually did my first chapter on the drive down this morning, doing this whole course where you listen to all these different things, and it's all about like gut health, and it talks about how the microbiome is like the new frontier.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you have like,
I love that they're talking about
dysbiosis,
that now.
Right? It's like it'll take modern medicine another 20 years to catch up, but like 40. Everything starts in your gut and the different microbes that you have. And so if you have like an imbalance, it's affecting everything. It's the start of every chronic disease. It impacts your sleep. It impacts your circadian rhythm. It just impacts everything. So I'm hoping that I can get that right in the next couple of months and start sleeping. But that's going to segue us into my next topic, or our next topic, which is, it was Memorial Day weekend. official kickoff of summer.
Yeah.
What is your bucket list for this summer? Like, what are the top three things that you have on the agenda that you want to get done, that you want to go to, that you want to just do? Like, what are they? You could change them tomorrow if you want, but, like, what are they today?
I could change them, but
you reserve the right to change your mind.
Yes, I do. For me right now, there's a lot of construction in my life, okay?
Bob, you might not make it out alive.
If Bob makes it to Friday, he's going to be lucky. But so we're redoing the backyard. We're redoing the backyard. FYI, we had a dog that had laryngeal paralysis and she loved to swim. We had to close up the pool for 7 years because she would have drowned. So when we opened the pool up last year, there's cracks in the pool. There was a leak in the pool. The equipment was shitty. Like, bleh.
So you had to redo everything.
So everything had to be redone. So, of course, Bob's like, go big or go home. And now this project is taking a really long time. And I literally could rent it out for mud wrestling competitions. So it's so bad. So, but he did put in like this ridiculous waterfall thing. And so on my bucket list this summer is to have the kids over and let Easton play.
Oh, he's going to love it.
In the waterfall.
You know he's going to love it.
Yeah, I know he's going to love
it. He's going to love it.
That is Bob's ammunition to me. Easton's going to love it. I said, well, okay. What? How do you, you can't come back to that because I'm like, Bob, this is a lot. Like, just stop. And he said, Easton's going to love it. I could just
he knows that's the way to get to you.
Yeah, he knows because
God, don't you fucking hate that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. And then, so we don't have the beach house. It's, believe it or not, it's being knocked down next week.
Oh my gosh.
I know, finally. Only 6 months later. So we did yesterday, I had to go there and we did all of the pickings for outside. So this summer is probably going to spend a lot of time going back and forth to the shore.
Being there and monitoring everything.
Well, I don't really have to.
You want to because honestly,
I'm excited about it. Like it's, you know, I want to drive
mess something
down.
Up and like.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like they're pretty competent crew, and I hired this lady, this firm.
Give her a plug. Does she have an Instagram?
Val, hold please. Yes, I will give her a plug.
Hold my on. Cuticles are such a mess. Oh my god.
Her company is.
Oh, I ordered. It's here, Emily. Our digestive stomach acid.
Dude, it came already?
Yeah, DoorDash. You can DoorDash anything these days.
DoorDash. Oh my gosh. Okay, hang on a second. Oh, did she not put her stuff in her?
Order complete.
You guys are cracking me up. You could like the whole world. I don't know what the name of her company is. Val Bowen is her name. Bowen and Company. Bowen. Her name is Val. She's a Bowen and Company. There it is. In Haddonfield, New Jersey. Val is the owner.
How'd you find her?
Our previous builder used her a lot.
Okay.
So we had to move on from him. He was a little slow.
Yeah,
but he's a lovely man. And she just had like this really cool design. And when I sat down there with her, she was so well versed on what the process was that I felt so comfortable that quite honestly I could probably show up there next year and be done and never go down there once ever.
Really?
But I will like going down there, like driving down there, because it's a cute drive. It's like an hour and 20 minutes. So going down there and looking at the process and watching that, because this will probably be, real honest, the last house that we built.
Yeah.
You know, you figure in your 60s, you're not building a lot of houses in your 60s, and if you are, good on you, you know.
It's stressful.
I don't look at that as being stressful. I look at that as watching the creation, like being really fun and exciting.
Oh, good
and,
for you. I've been screwed.
I think we'll probably get a couple screws in us moving forward. We already got a big screw in the beginning. So
got that really, out of the way.
Yeah, so we got like a major one. It was like a bolt. So I think that, I don't know. I mean, she has the vision that I want for the house. So when we sat there, it was like she knew. We picked how the outside, which was really interesting yesterday because I went in there completely opposite of what I thought I was going to want.
Really?
So originally wanted a gray house because you're at the beach, right? Every house is like gray cedar shingle.
Okay.
Cedar shake.
So
and
wait,
it's like,
that's not what you're doing?
No, it's not gray. It's white. It's white with gray in it. It's like this white. It's called super white, but it's not super white. It's not like plain white.
Is it cedar shake?
It's cedar shake. It's not real cedar shake. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah,
it's just too much maintenance.
Yeah.
It's like the, I forget what it is.
The fake one. I know what you're talking about.
But it's white with like a very hint, like a light gray stroke in it. And this girl just has such this eye. She goes, oh, I want to do this and this and that. And I could just see it. So as she's like going through it, it's kind of like a lot of times when I work with Em, when she's doing stuff and packing, she goes this, this, or that. And then when you can see it, you're like, you feel really good about it, right? Like you get excited. Like I'm super excited. So this summer to me is going to be the summer of construction and projects. And I love those things though.
What's one more thing? Like, do you have certain books that you want to read? Like,
no.
Do you have any, I don't know. You're going to like take some time to relax. Like, what is it? What are you doing to like fill your cup this summer? Are you going to take a couple Fridays? Like, what do you think that's going to be where you're going to like just recenter yourself for going into Q4?
I don't know. I kind of like take it as it comes. I'm not like looking at the summer as a whole. I never look at things as, it's probably not a good thing, but do you look at things as like a whole? Like, do you look at like, like 3 months from now, like, I don't even know what the hell, I don't even know
I
what
do,
today's
because
date
you know what?
Is.
I've learned, unfortunately, that if I don't, it'll pass me by and I'll say, you know
Agreed.
What, shit, like this whole summer went.
You
and
lost
like,
it. I lose every summer.
I lost
summer.
It and I didn't do anything. And so like for me, I definitely, Landon's at an age now where like he's six and I want to make sure that I'm like, okay, I'm prioritizing a few, like, what do you call them? Like core memories for
well,
him.
Well, that's different. Know? Yeah. I think when you have a kid, you have to do that. Like and that's why I said, I'm really excited. Hopefully once this backyard's done, that we'll have some of those things that happen with Easton that'll come over. We'll have some, you know, it's interesting because I remember that as a mom, like wanting to do those certain things that are like memorable
just
milestones.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, let's just throw it out. It's like the Disney, it's like the parentheses, the Disney vacation. Like you want to do certain things with him that are just like, these are milestone memorial type things in your mind. But what now that they're grown, it's like you do everything you can to get them back. You build $100,000 backyard boulder to get them back in your backyard when you're sitting there going, I can't wait for them to go off to college and I'll empty nest it. And then you're like building shit. Come back.
Isn't that funny how that works?
I feel like I'm the Titanic with the what's her face blowing the whistle. Kate, come back.
Oh my God.
No, the kids
are watched that movie
the kids are great. They're great. They come and I see them a lot and they're great. I haven't seen them in a couple weeks because you know I've been traveling. So I saw the baby yesterday. But I think the summertime always passes me by. September comes and I go, what the hell happened?
Yeah,
and the older you get, it goes so quick.
You know,
quick,
I love
fast.
The summer. What's your favorite season?
I'm a spring fall girl.
Are you?
I love spring because I love the temperature. You know, I always run hot.
Yeah.
So in the middle of summer, I'm super hot. But I love to watch the foliage change and the flowers start to bloom.
Okay.
And I love in the fall, I like the crisp, cool air. I love to watch the leaves change. So I probably don't love the dead of winter, although the first snow always is great. But I also don't love like the dog days of August.
Oh, see, I love summer.
You
know why? Because I feel like you and I are a lot alike in the way that we're always going 100 miles an hour. So I feel like in summer, it's like light bulb moment. Hey, Lee, relax. You don't have to go 100 miles an hour. It's not going to make a difference. If you go 100 miles an hour and run yourself into the ground, it's all going to shake out the same. So just go 85.
Well, I always,
you know
Justin,
what I mean?
I always slow down in August. I slow down.
It's so
in August.
Important.
Well,
for your
I slow down in August. Interesting, because the business dictates that. So I'm allowed to slow down in August because August I slow down because I know I'm gearing up for the run.
Right.
And the run doesn't stop from September till December 25th. You're at over full speed. You right. know that. Like, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
September, October, November, December, you are way more. And if you're not full speed, trust me, somebody just passed you in the race.
Yep.
So August is always, like, for the first couple of weeks in August, typically, Jeannie and I would go to the beach for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. We'd spend whatever. I would go to with the kids to the beach for a week. So August, I on purpose slow down because the business actually, because nobody's wearing like a ton of makeup in August. People are doing their vacations in August. They all know summer's winding down in August. So August, even in our European business, everybody vacations in August. So August, quite honestly, is my slow month. So I think that's where I'm at in my life. Not so much the travel or milestones and where I want to go. And some people like, they can't wait to retire so they can go see things. My life has taken me around the world. So I've seen a lot of things. Even though it was tied to work, I still was able to visit. Now it's my time. I want to enjoy them. Like Tito Man. Tito Man was at my house for 4 days yesterday, last week, 5 days.
So you're really focusing this summer on like being home.
Yeah.
Turning it down, relaxing, enjoying the backyard. I just had an idea. We should start a book club on social this summer. We should do that.
A book club?
Mm-hmm.
A podcast club.
No, book club. I find that there's something so nice for my nervous system about reading an actual book. I mean, mind you, I can read like two pages a week, but
a book that you turn the page, yes. or a book that's on your phone.
A book where there's no blue light, there's no interruption to your circadian rhythm.
I put all that stuff down.
What time?
I used to sit there. I changed my whole lifestyle, which is really bizarre. Like, I put my phone down. I don't check it before I go to bed other than to set my alarm. But most of the time, I'm waking up before my alarm goes off. I'm impressed. No, nothing crazy. You know, I like to scroll, and most of the time, I'll read and do my research. And sometimes reading and information overload makes you a little tired, too. So that's what I do. And then by 10:30, I'm given, like, Jumbo a shot.
And you're going to bed.
Going to bed.
Wow. That's curling awesome, up. Though. I'm definitely a morning person. I go to bed so early. I'm like, I can fall asleep early, but I can't stay asleep. But I'm up. I'm up at like 5. You know, the girls wake up at 5:10. So it's like off to the races. All right. So we kind of talked about your summer bucket list. You know, one of the things that we talk about.
But what are you doing with Landon? What's your?
Oh, just like little things. Like I want to, like, you know,
he
take
won
a
an
couple
award
of Fridays.
Last week.
He did. He had his sports awards. Which is so cute.
I have to show you what I want to get him for Christmas.
What?
And I want to get it earlier. But
what?
Then that means at Christmas time, he won't get a present from me.
No, wait for Christmas.
Yeah, but now's the time.
I'm not
really
a huge
like
proponent
it.
Of everyone getting a trophy. I think that that's kind of not what I want to instill in him. But they were all so cute. They got their little trophies for the baseball. And then Landon, after, he goes, Mommy, I don't want to play baseball next year. It's too boring.
Your husband was a big lacrosse guy.
Big lacrosse guy, yeah. So Landon's into lacrosse.
Landon like lacrosse? That's my
nephew.
Now, mind you, I'm 61. Brian's my son's age. My cousin, who's my age now, got a scholarship for lacrosse. And I think it was like the University of Maryland or something like that.
Oh, they were just in the championship.
University of Maryland.
Yeah.
He got a scholarship for lacrosse.
So Brian and Landon this weekend on Sunday, they came down here to Philly and they saw the championship, and Brian's alma mater was in it. And then the next day, they won.
His alma mater won?
Yeah, they won.
Oh.
So they're D3, and then the next day was D1, and I think that was University of Maryland versus Notre Dame.
So he got a scholarship for University of Maryland, and he went there for like 2 weeks. He couldn't take it, and he quit. What a turd. Like, everybody should know that the first couple weeks of college, like, I remember the first day I went in college, I threw up.
Really?
Yeah, it's like weird, scary.
I didn't go away. I went to FIT, which was in the city, so I commuted.
Iowa. Went to college in Iowa.
Oh my God, that's like a different country.
I threw up.
Understandably, though. It's understandable.
I missed the first day of classes.
You had to come on home?
Oh, man. Not home, just back to my apartment.
Oh, okay.
But
All right, so
yeah, no, so that's it. So no special bucket list things. No, just
I
like
just want to take a couple Fridays. I want to make sure like we go to the beach, him and I. You know, like I want to create those special memories that are not just like going through the motions. Oh, sorry, I have to work. Okay, dinner's on the table. Okay, bedtime.
Do you find that's probably really important to him because he probably feels like he's competing with the girls?
Yes, and
they're
no.
They're like moving and shaking those little toes.
I gotta say, Doris, he is such a special little soul. I know everyone says that about their kids, but like he doesn't compete with them at all. Like he loves them. He helps me with them. He like is so grateful for them. Like we talk about all the time how like we prayed for one and we got two. So like he doesn't, but I want him to have those moments in his childhood.
That are just with mom.
Not that it's Disney, not that it's anything crazy, but like that he can look back and think of the summer, like when we went to the beach or like we hung out by the pool together and we got lunch or like you know just little things.
Yeah those things
that
are
aren't
important.
Big but that he can look back in this summer and like remember, you know, because I feel like I just go and then I'm like the summer's over, we didn't
for the last 10 years September would come right when I would go like this by the September coming because you know like this time of year going into summer you're gearing up for holiday.
Yeah.
So behind the scenes we're here as a business gearing up for holiday, like holiday postings and socials and mailers
and photo shoots and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And all that stuff to get ready because holiday is a big season.
So it's hard to kind of live in both worlds.
Yeah. You're living in Christmas, but you're in the summer. And I know by the time we got everything ready for the Christmas and ready to roll it out, by September, I'm telling you, for years, I looked back and I go, okay, I'm finally ready to relax now and enjoy the summer. And the summer's over and now you're ready to go full speed. So I do purposely in August, you know, I take a week off in August.
A week.
Well, I'm still there by phone. I just don't come into the office
for a
week.
Well, I'm surprised you don't do more than that, but it's all right.
No.
We're working on you.
No, but so, it's okay. I like doing what I'm doing.
I know. But
I like
work
you.
And no play is no fun.
But I like you.
I love you. But, you know, it's like, again, we're going to talk about in one of our next episodes and maybe you're so good at handling stress. I admire that quality in you so much. I suck at it and it owns me. And so for me, like I have to do these like conscious practices to like bring me down.
But I do that
from like high levels of stress because I internalize everything. It's not a good quality. But anyway, because we have to go into PD. So one of the big things that we're talking about, and since you are a ambassador for the Q50 Age of Possibility.
Yes, right? I love that, by the way.
So going into the rest of the year, mm-hmm. Your birthday's in November,
yes.
Right? Like, talk
62.
To me about some advice that you'd give now to anybody who's in this season of life. And if you're feeling like you're going through changes, or maybe you're coming out of a divorce, or maybe you're starting a new chapter, or maybe you're just, you know, you feel like you want to refresh, like in your look. Talk to me about, like, this was supposed to be our body posy, happy, happy, happy episode. Talk to me about that.
It's really interesting because I really... You know, your life's really seasons, right? Like, mm-hmm. And I look at seasons like what's your 40s, decades, you know, a lot of different cultures look at that like in counts of 10.
Okay.
Decades. So 40s are very different than your 50s, which are very different than your 60s. I loved my 40s and my 50s. 50s were amazing. Best 10 years of my life were my 50s. I tell everyone that. So if you're just rolling into your 50s, if you're going through a divorce and a hard time or those kind of things that are a little uneasy, they'll pass. They will pass.
They don't feel like it in the moment.
No,
they
and
don't,
it, listen.
But they will.
They do pass. They do pass. And sometimes I always feel like when you're on the other side, sometimes you don't know why the universe is taking you through a storm, but you know, storms pass.
They do.
And there's an old adage or quote, that there, what's the one animal that, that it's one of the only animals that doesn't run from the storm but runs through it, because they know running through it is faster to the other side than running away from it. It just keeps following it.
God,
so they run
that
through
the
that.
Truth.
So
damn.
Run through the storm.
Dropping some truth bombs on us.
You know me and my adages. I love adages. I always think there's so much truth to it. But I will tell you what's really interesting about my 60s, and it kind of gives me chills when I think about it, like just how little things just make you so happy, and because you don't have the pressures of all the pressures you've put on yourself for all those years.
Yeah.
You put so many pressures on yourself. It's heavy. It's really heavy. And when I talk about happiness, it's almost like this light kind of feeling. Like you feel like...
I look forward to that.
It is really different because, honestly, I would have never in my 30s... Well, I went through a lot of shit in my 30s. A lot. I got divorced. I was a single parent. I was a single parent, for almost
worked
my entire
full-time, single parent, doctor, going through a divorce,
everything.
And look at you now. We got to do an episode about that. That's a lot.
It was heavy.
Truth bombs that you can drop.
Yeah, it was heavy, and I look back, and sometimes you look back and you go, was that really my life? And that's why I say...
I just had that thought the other day.
It's crazy, right?
This is the time of year where Brooksy passed.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, was that my life? How did you get through it? But
you get through it. You went through the storm.
You make a choice. You get through it. Yeah. And that's it, right?
You can either sit. So yeah, it's interesting. Some people say sit in it, feel it, do whatever. I don't.
And then,
I say go right the
Well, you got to feel it as you're going through
it. Well, you'll feel it going through it.
Because if you don't, guess what? It manifests in your body.
No. You'll feel it going through
but
it. I'm not saying like going through with the shield on blindly and just not pretend it's not happening. You'll feel it. But when I say sometimes people sit and stay there, you don't sit and stay there. Yes, you feel it when you're going through it, but you have to understand.
It's a choice.
I'm a foreshadowing. Life's nothing but choices. My famous saying, and this is my own saying, my own adage, is that the life we lead is dictated by the choices that we make.
That's a really good quote.
That's my own thing.
I've said it for years, Doris. Nothing is all choices. By chance. Well, some things are by chance.
How you react to what's in front of you, and how you react to things in front. And listen, I'm not a martyr. I get pissed off. I could have punched Bob in the face 2 nights ago. I really wanted to. I didn't. I did want to, though. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not a violent person, but he took me to that level. But
I did ask Bob to come on the podcast today, and he said no.
He was a smart man. He ran out. But no, I just think in your 60s, it's just... It's interesting because at QVC we talk about the age of possibility, and I know that I've said I think everything's possible until it becomes impossible, right? And I do feel that way. Like, I don't feel tired. I don't feel like I'm in my 60s. I don't feel old. I don't feel like my life has passed me by. Like, so many people think, what's it going to be like? Like, as you're in your age in your 30s and you start to think of somebody in your 60s, it feels like it's so old.
I think it's a choice, really. I think you can, like you're saying, you can sit there and let it become old, and you can let things happen to your body, or you can go into it with like zest and life and excitement, and depending on your choice, it's going to depend on the outcome.
Yeah, and because I see people that do both.
Me too.
I see people that say, oh, okay. And another thing, don't ever speak ill of yourself. Like, don't ever say, oh, I'm just old. You know, don't say, like, oh, I can't. Because if you say those things, then you won't. And your body's listening to you. So I say, like, what can I do? What can I, you know, what changes can I make? Like, because I think you realize that the back nine is shorter than the front nine, if you're a golfer, which I'm not. But I do can drive a really mean golf cart, though. But... it's like, you know that time that you have is becoming shorter. So it's like, you're either going to like roll in with it. And I'm just not ready to just lay over. So I'm really excited about what's to come. I don't really know what's to come yet. I love watching how things are developing here at Del 10. I love how my life is going. I love being a grandparent. That's a whole... thing that I never thought would ever come out of my mouth. sorry to say that, was never the person that, oh, I can't wait for my kids to have kids. I wanted them to just live their life.
I would like to give myself a little credit here, though.
Yeah, no, you win. You're right.
The one thing, I'm getting you my win. Gold star.
I've given you a couple wins. That's definitely a win.
When Easton was born, I remember saying, because my son Landon was born before, and I went through this with my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom was like, listen, I'm sorry, but like, I love you, but I exist for like your child now. Like,
yes,
that is my
get it.
Everything.
Yes,
and I remember saying that to you, and you were like, "I don't think so." Knowing Devin and I have this unbelievable bond.
Yes,
Devin, you still do. She still loves you, but like,
different.
We take a back seat now because
yes.
the grandchildren are everything.
You're all in the third row seating.
Yeah, we're in the back of the bus.
You guys in the back of the bus, Gus. It's so weird. I said to Kate yesterday, I was tucked over and saw the baby and the kids yesterday, and I call them kids. They're in the 30s. They're wonderful young human beings. But it was so funny because I said to Kate, I was leaving, and Easton wanted to watch me get in the car and drive off. And I said, don't. I said, it hurts me too bad to watch him like that. It makes me too sad. And she goes, oh, I know. I said, no, you don't know. I said, I can't watch him. I'll beep the horn and everything, but I can't pull away from him. I can't. I find a really hard time like leaving because Bob will go, you're going to be 3 hours. And I try to be conscious of their time. Like, you know, and I try to like watch the clock and not be like the crazy
but I
mom
see
that they can't get
you.
Rid of.
Like he lights up.
Oh, I light up when I see him. He's the best little thing ever. And he's so cute. But, yeah, it's
what
just
do you
like
think it is though about being a grandparent?
I saw
this quote on Instagram the other day, and it was
so
like
so weird.
Being people don't understand and they don't articulate that like being a grandparent is so wonderful because it's like basically getting a redo on like your life with your own children and getting but with the lightness, right? Like you're talking about, like when you're a parent, you've got all these responsibilities and you've got all these
so
pressures,
hard.
But when you're
yeah.
a grandparent. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a grandparent. But is it that you get to, like, enjoy all of these incredible moments without the heaviness? I don't know.
Yes, I would say that. A lot of people say, oh, you can give them back when they need this or that. No, I think what it is with Easton, it's like Easton's like, and I, by no means, please don't say this is bad. I'm not, like, comparing them, but you know, like when you go back into your house and like you haven't seen your dog all day and the dog gets all excited and like uncontrollably happy, it's like that feeling that and it happens all the time. Like you have like you can have like the shittiest day, can be really heavy, you could have a lot of crap that's going on, people yell at you, bit you know, reading this, that, these didn't deliver, all this chaos. And you see that baby, much like maybe for people that don't have grandkids, that you know, little lover that's at home, like that little pet or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's this lightness that you feel, this immense different type of love. So it's a love that you feel in your heart that you didn't know that there was that. It's like you have two atria and the two ventricles,
isn't
right?
Isn't that amazing?
And you're like, well, where's this part in my heart? Because like right now, just talking about him, like I have this like little ache.
So it's different.
It's different
from being a parent. It's like a whole different type
different.
Of thing.
Different love, different emotion, different, different. I would take on an army. I would do it for my own child. Trust me, but I don't know. Just I would lay down my life for that. I would for my. It's just different. I don't know how to explain
it. I'm sure any grandparent that's here would
knows
attest
exactly.
to what you're saying.
Yep. So it's interesting. Like, I was texting Mary St. John. We have some shows coming up next Friday. And, you know, Mary's been one of my key models forever.
Oh, my gosh. We got to wrap up. Kelly's going to kill us.
Oh, don't let
finish
her kill
this thought, and then she's going to kill us.
So anyway, I'm texting her, and she goes, I don't know if I can make the show. I'm really sorry. And I'm like, man, her granddaughter's turning 18 and graduating. And I'm like, well, I will play sloppy seconds to that and I get
Mary.
It you know I just I don't know whether you see your youth or you see your child in them or they have a certain bond with you that you're not the corrector.
Oh, that's a big piece of it, right? You don't have to discipline. You don't have to do any of that.
I'm there just to love you.
That's it.
I'm not going to let you like do stupid shit, like right. You know, and I'm not going to, but I'm not there to I'm hoping that, and I know that honestly that I have, that I've done a good job raising my son, that he'll be a good father, and he's a great father, and Kate's a great mother. This baby is super smart, he's a good kid. He's a very well-rounded baby. He's not a baby. He's going to be 4 on Saturday.
He's still a baby. Wait till he's 6 and he's not a baby anymore.
I know. Easton's like...
You remember how you always used to tell me this and now we're like flip-flopping? I loved 4. I love four.
Well, they're still kind of babies, but they have conversations with you. But you'll find different things that you'll love, even all the way. And interesting enough, you will find, no matter what age it is. Okay, oh, I'm going to get emotional thinking about this, but at 35, Devin has an acquired taste now, and he's really not a drinker because he has acid reflux, but he likes bourbon. So it's been like this fun little thing with your sister-in-law and her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He's a liquor distributor.
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. And he can get like cool bourbons. So at 35, I'm getting texts from my son about this bourbon or that and talking about these things. And I said, well, what about this one? And blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Mom, you got to watch this. And I said, I hate bourbon. Give me vodka and anything that's got like, that tastes like a lemonade.
Yes,
and he's like, Mom, it's this. If you do it right, you can smell. I'm like, Dev, you're never going to get me to like bourbon.
Just give me a Carol Collins.
Yeah, I love them. I could love them. But even at that age of 35, it never stops. I know you like 4 and 5 and 6 and he's not little, but every year and every muscle, as a parent, it's just a different experience. Like
that's
you right
what life's
now,
all about.
You can't think about talking with Landon about what type of bourbon he likes.
No.
But it's a really cool thing when he texts you about it and you're able to respond and say.
You can have like an adult friendship kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, hey, they're talking to you about their likes and dislikes and I don't know. It's just good. It's good soul food, you know?
So you are, if you had to summarize, if I could put words in your mouth.
You never can because I go everywhere.
At 60 and sensational, are you feeling like you didn't think that 50s could be topped, but so far in your 60s, it sounds like this is the best time.
Yeah, it's good. It's different. It's different. It's really great. And I'm still making it what I want to make it. So I always just say, like, just never lay down and take no. Make it what you want to make
it. I love that advice.
You know? Yeah.
I don't take no ever. I probably should sometimes.
No. But Lee never takes no. But
it's
not
in my vocabulary.
60s are like, don't be scared. Everybody goes, oh, it's my 30th birthday. Who cares? You have one. It's good. And the thing around the corner is going to be like really awesome. And I make sure that it's awesome. Choose happiness. Choose it.
We'll end on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Choose it every day.
Age of Possibility, Q Ambassador. Lots to come for that this year. But
yeah, our next one, we're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about how you choose those things.
We'll be all over the place as per usual. But
of course.
We're going to end on a positive note. Choose happiness. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy life to spend with us. We love you. And we will see you next time on Doll Squad. I was going to say Doll Talk, but Doll Squad.
Unfiltered.